The Premier Mark McGowan with us. Mark, just projecting forward, mate, if things go well for, what, maybe a couple of months, is that when you start looking at restaurants, cafes, gyms, movies, or would it be sooner than that?
Well, that's a difficult question. I get asked that a lot. And obviously I feel so much sympathy for cinemas and restaurants and cafes and bars and everyone else. I mean, you know, I know people own those and I feel terribly sorry for them. But if the medical advice comes in that the time is right and we can do it safely with social distancing and hygiene and, you know, sanitizers and all that sort of thing, well, then we'll do it. But we have to just measure what we've done so far. Bear in mind, this week we've got elective surgery, we've got schools open, we've got groups of 10, we've got home opens, display villages. Measure that for a while and make a decision after that period. I wouldn't think there'd be any further changes for at least 3 weeks.
Yep.
What those changes are after that point in time, we'll wait and see. The other thing we're watching very carefully is we've got 4 aircraft full of hundreds and hundreds of people coming in from overseas.
Right.
Obviously, they'll be quarantined, but and we're going to hopefully get some of them back onto Rottnest Island. But that's going to no doubt lift our numbers. I mean, it's not us. It's not West Australians here who have done it. It's not transmission. It's just people coming back from overseas. So managing that's going to be a big issue this week.
Hey, Mark, good to catch up and all the best. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.